Well, in case you haven't noticed, those Vermilion Sailors are playing extraordinarily well right now, punching their ticket to the regional semifinal. Tomorrow at Bowling Green's Carter Park, they will take on the Elyria Catholic Panthers. We will have it for you on AM 930 WEOL. We'll have it for you on WEOL.com stream 2 as well. And here to tell us more about those Vermilion Sailors, the head coach of the Sailor baseball team, Coach Jeff Keck. Coach Keck, thank you for joining us today. How are you?
I'm very well. Thanks for having me on, and I appreciate it. And a very exciting time for our baseball team. It really is.
Well, you guys had a terrific run in that district tournament. Some games that certainly elevated your heart level just a little bit, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But I want to begin with that Bellevue game, because you guys are down 6-0. And then you rally, you come back, you win the game in extra innings. What's going through your mind in the early stages of that game when you guys are down early on?
Well, yeah, that happened to us. It's happened before, but not often. And we got down in that game, and our kids kept battling, and we were able to get some hits, string some hits together, and put some runs up, and our kids just kept battling and kept fighting. Had some big plays, had some big hits, and all of a sudden we were right back in the game, and we were able to take it into extra innings, and Reese Miller had the big hit at the end to score Jack Walsh from third base, and it was all good. We moved on. So yeah, it was a fun weekend. It really was. Our kids just kept playing hard, and after that game on Thursday, I was a little concerned because it was going to take a lot out of them. But on Friday, I could tell during school, I could tell before we left that they were on a mission, and it was just a lot of fun. I could just see that they were, they weren't going to be denied. So they came out, and we went got behind against Shelby also, I think 3-1, and came back in that game. And Sam Heron had a big hit for us, a big double, three RBI double, bases loaded, clearing double. to put us ahead 7-3. Jake Krauser, our sophomore pitcher, came out and pitched a complete game, did a great job, and we were able to finish it off. So yeah, it was a fun weekend.
Todd Shapiro with the Chronicle Telegram did a real nice piece on you guys, and in the article he detailed how you really say that Mason Montgomery and Ridge Clark are true grit players.
That's
and I want to give you an opportunity to explain that.
Well, that's just, I mean, I just, they're just they're the kind of player that, they're going to dig down deep. They're going to do anything it takes. They play with heart, and they're just going to get the job done no matter what. And you could tell how they play defense, how they pitch, how they hit, how they run bases, the whole thing. They're just real aggressive players and just play to like they just love the game. And so
it certainly seems like that's worn off on the younger players as well. I mean, as we listen to these games here on WEOL.
Yeah, that's what's fun about it. We have eight seniors that are they're outstanding leaders, and the kids on our team, they're not only are they good baseball players, but they're all awesome kids. They're all awesome students. It's just a fun group of kids to be around from top to bottom, and that's what's so enjoyable about it, because you like to see good things happen to good people, and those kids deserve this because they work hard and they've earned it. So
this is a pretty special group, as you mentioned, of seniors, eight kids in this senior class for you guys, and they put together a pretty nice four-year run.
Oh,
although
yeah,
this is the first time in many years that the program has punched their ticket into the regional semi. And tell us what it is exactly about this particular group of seniors that really makes them so special.
Well, I think, first of all, our district, since we've moved, not that the Northeast District isn't a tough district, but the way it's been aligned, we've run into some real tough teams real early. An example, last year we ran into a team that was in the state Final Four the year before in Division III with everybody back, and that was our first round game. That's our first round game. We've lost some tough games, 2-1 games, 1-0 games, 3 years in a row in the sectionals early on. And, in baseball, with a one and out, there's no series involved in high school baseball. It's one game, and sometimes that happens. I mean, you could have a great team. It happens all the time, and you just don't get the breaks, or it's just not your day, and your season's over. But this year, fortunately, you know, we were able to get some breaks. We were able to, you know, we have some depth. I think that was kind of a key thing, you know, especially pitching wise. We have some depth. We have some guys that can throw. We have some guys that I'm real confident that, you know, when they're pitching, we got pretty good. We're always going to have a chance, you know. But I don't know if there was any one thing that was different. I think this group is that really gelled, and they have a good chemistry, so to speak. They're a group that they don't care about personal statistics. You know, it's just about whether we get the W or not, and they really feel that way. And it really is—it's kind of cool that, you know, that a bunch of high school kids. That's just the way they are. So they're all good friends. They're all, you know, it's just a fun group to be around.
Vermilion Head Baseball Coach Jeff Keck joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. Again, we're coming your way today from Martino's International Cafe here in Vermilion. You have any unsung heroes on this team? Maybe some guys that don't tabulate a ton of statistics, but have certainly done some things to go above and beyond in your mind?
Well, I mean, yeah, we have probably a lot of them. I mean, you know, like I mentioned, our sophomore pitcher, Jake Crozier. You know, he came up with that big win in the district finals. Reese Miller, you know, if you look at his, he's not one of those guys that jumps out at you with his offensive statistics, but defensively, he could be probably the best first baseman I've ever had in 32 years of coaching. You know, he's outstanding. Sam Heron, same thing, his second baseman. He's very solid defensively. Our center fielder, Noah Cacciatore, is, you know, he's one of those kids that, again, his offensive stats aren't going to jump out at you, but, I mean, you don't want anybody else in center field. You know, he's defensively is solid. Sterling Benko has been an iron man behind the plate, catching-wise. He's been that guy that, you know, he's rarely missed an inning. I think he second game of a doubleheader this year, I think he didn't play for the first few innings, but then I put him back in later in the game. But he's been an iron man behind the plate. Took over for another real good catcher we had a few years ago, Nick Ragnone, and you know, he came up huge last year, taking over that spot, and then just kept getting better and better. So yeah, there's, you know, I could keep naming guys, because they're just a group that, you know, that they've all contributed, you know. You guys have already talked about Mason Montgomery and Rich Clark, you know, but yeah, they're a pretty special group.
Coach, in coaching a guy like Rich Clark, who's got that sidewinder delivery as a pitcher, how do you approach that? I mean, is there normal mechanics to that you can work with him with, or do you kind of let him get his rip?
I just have to be smart enough to put him out there every 4 days or so.
Gotcha.
That's all I have to do. I don't really even I don't you know, we talk about, you know, his location sometimes in certain against certain hitters, and you know, one of my assistants calls pitches, but yeah, he's got some pretty special stuff. But yeah, like I said, I just have to be smart enough to put him out there every 3 or 4 days.
For sure. Yeah, it's a unique delivery. If you haven't seen it, we did a Get a Grip segment with our own Tim Alcorn. You can see it on there. Yeah. It's a crazy delivery.
Yeah, yeah, it does. It creates some problems for some hitters. It does. You know, especially now that you can move your foot off. As long as your foot's engaged with the rubber, you can move to one side or the other. So against a right-hand batter, the ball looks like it's coming from third base almost. So
I imagine it's tough. You can't practice against something like that, I wouldn't think.
Sure. It's a style, especially in high school, you don't see very often.
Yeah. It's funny because when we do early in the season, when we start practice and we do live hitting inside in the cage, he can't throw live in the cage because he can't throw past the L screen. You know, the L screen isn't at an angle where he can throw. So he's got to throw off to the side. So it's kind of funny.
It's unique. It's so unique. And in high school, how many guys do you think of to throw like that? There certainly aren't very many that I can think of.
Yeah.
Well, Coach, we know you guys have a big one coming up tomorrow against Elyria Catholic. We wish you the best of luck. Thank you so much for stopping by and joining us here today. And, again, best of luck against D.C. tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you so much.
No problem.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, you guys.